This week's episode of So Wrong It's Right was brought to you by Foxy Bingo. Put some Fox in your day with new, quick and interactive bingo experiences all at the tip of your finger. They have a huge range of free, classic and exclusive games you can play with your mates to keep the party going. Want to connect with other players? Foxy Bingo has a community chat so you can always feel part of the Foxy pack. So get your Fox on by heading to Foxy Bingo today. 18 plus, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply. Guys, this is the end of my debut podcast series. I have loved it and I've loved sharing this extra layer of my life with you and bringing my family and friends and insanely inspirational guests onto the couch and having conversations with them. Your response to the show has been incredible. I am taking a very short break while I complete other projects, but I will be back. So now let's reflect on some of my favourite moments from this series. God, I'm so happy for you, you smug little pricks. What was life before Towie?
I had a real job.
Was it prison? Say the stripper comes into this nice restaurant, he flops his dick out on someone's paella. It's called the Box of Wrong. Don't worry, you don't have to touch my vag. I can't feel them, so I have to be sure. I'm very surprised I didn't have alopecia of the pubic region.
Say it.
But anyway, I just wanted to touch. Come at us, bro. You fucking bitch.
No, we did this.
I'm like, thank you so much, Gary, who's 15. Sitting next to his four-year-old son. You love
and
cock.
The bio.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, are you? Gay. Fuck are you going on about?
She told me.
You not met my wife?
Which one is it?
Maureen?
I'd undress your limp body.
You'd be like, open the coffin and take it off her.
So I'm like, put this on, do that, and do it.
What's the difference between a longboard and a skateboard?
A skateboard is sort of that size.
Yeah.
My dick.
Then I go home and have missionary in a t-shirt after watching people at orgies all day. This is not the day for anyone to fuck with me. What starts the series, having my debut episode, the first episode ever of the pod, with one of my best friends, fresh off the plane from All Stars. I was her first interview, which is just so cool. My first interview on the pod, her first interview out of the villa, getting all that piping hot tea. And my God, you guys sucked that shit up. Just for context for any of my listeners, if they live under a rock, the granddad thing is essentially... George asked Casey, which is a really brave thing to ask, looked at me in the eye and said, why did things go wrong? Did you just go off me? And then he leads into this sentence and he's talking, but you never expect it to end up in the destination it does. The end sentence is, got to be honest, Georgia, you were on a meditation retreat.
Yeah.
And you called me up and you said, I've met your dead granddad?
This is what I said.
Come on.
This is actually what happened. So I felt that I'd done meditation, which was very intense whilst I was there. We was there for like a week and it's like a really intense spiritual retreat. And I felt that I was getting sort of a sense from people who have passed over in my family, in my life, that there is another world and there is a spiritual world. And I believed that I was sensing that our angels are still around us, and even when people pass on, they are still part of our lives, and in some way they play a part of it, and they actually take quite a bit of peace out of being part of our journey in another world. It might be a bit far-fetched and it might not be for everyone, but I genuinely believe, having had lost my ex and my best friend over the last couple of years, that I do at times have signs that they're there and that they're still with me. And during this particular time, I had a very overwhelming sense of connection with them. Mm-hmm. Having been with Casey, we'd spoken multiple times about how it was really hard for him having just lost his like nan and granddad. They were very, very close.
Yeah.
And how he didn't, you know, he found it hard to deal with that. So what I was trying to say was, I really think that they're still with you. I think they're still on your journey. I think that they still guide you, and they probably take like a lot of peace out of getting to see you do so well in your life as you are. They're probably loving the success that you're doing, and they're probably helping you along the way. I wasn't saying just bumped into your dead granddad in Tesco's. He's looking fly. He said, what's up?
So it wasn't,
do you know what I mean?
As black and white as like, I've been having a chat with you. It was more, I think the way he delivered it made it sound like you were like, I've just spoke to your dead granddad.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's up?
My dear friend, one of my only male friends, as you guys all know, Pete Wicks, was just pure lols. It's pure abusing each other. And apparently you guys like that. And we started a revolution. Pete started a revolution. He said, people are not fingering anymore. Bring back fingering. And it's been trending. We've had insane views on fingering chat topics. We've had someone getting a get fingered tattoo or bring fingering back tattooed on them. I mean, God, who knew the world was missing fingering so much? I don't know if I've said fingering enough. Fingering.
And then I decided what I wanted to do was fall out of nightclubs and finger women.
That does sound more fun.
No, it's a lot more fun. But I'm just trying to bring it back because it's a lost art that the kids don't understand these days. And we were kind of brought up on that shit.
What, are the kids not fingering each other anymore?
No, they're just full
You've not had it in a while, I know.
Yeah, they just fart.
Really?
I'm still fingering.
And how do you know that? How do you know that?
Gunslinger. What?
How do you know the kids aren't fingering?
Because no one talks about it anymore, do they?
You don't really hear it. Bit of dying art.
Yeah, well, like, you know, when you were younger, I mean, you're probably going to cut all this out, but now people just fuck, don't they? No one goes, did you finger up? Like, I just don't understand what
the bases.
Yeah, but luck. Oh, yeah, the bases.
Was it called bases? Base one.
That sounds like a shit nightclub where you were brought up. Do you want to go down base one? Yeah, if you want.
First base.
Two for one on base. WKDs.
Third base. And then fourth was the whole McCoy.
Yes, it was.
Do you know what? I tell you what. Nothing more painful than being a young girl getting fingered by a boy that doesn't have a fucking clue what he's doing.
Yeah.
With his unwashed sausage fingers and probably dirty nails, wearing you like a puppet.
Especially, like, I imagine the sort of places that you went, you probably would have been the second or third girl of the night.
Probably.
So it was just a case of stirring porridge, wasn't it?
Put a pin in fingering.
Well, clip that up. Listen to this week's episode where we discuss fingering.
My mum was obviously a highly requested guest. She gave me one rule before coming on this podcast. She said, I don't want it to be about me. Don't talk about me. I don't want to talk about my childhood, my past, anything. We'll talk about you. I was like, all right. But somehow still managed to be the icon of the interview and like dominate it. But on a serious note, I had a lot of very emotional messages from you guys following that episode. I had people saying that they cried while they listened to it because they related to it so hard. And I do feel like there were lols, but it was nice to share that layer of myself and that childhood story that I haven't told you guys. And I love the fact that so many of you could relate to that journey. Ooh, I hate that word, but it's been a journey.
Yeah, I just think you found it very difficult to sit down. You found it very difficult to get on with your schoolwork, which annoyed these high-achieving teachers who just were looking at the end result, the grades you were going to get, and put their school in a good light. And because you didn't fit into their what they wanted you to do, it annoyed them. And they, you know, not that they did much to help you rectify that problem, but yeah, you did struggle getting the work down on paper. That was your biggest problem. Because when you had your Ed Psych reports done, it was a bit of a very complicated profile that you had because you had a high IQ, but then the dyslexia was pulling that down. So
I think I've spoke about this on my Instagram and it's something that a lot of people write to me. I think if we went back 30 years and I was in school now, someone would probably say she looks like she's got an attention deficit of some degree. Whereas very much when I was at school, and a lot of women I know that I speak to on social media about this, who are similar age to me, they didn't believe that was really a thing. It wasn't a thing that that girls got diagnosed with. It wasn't really...
No.
The word was floated around, but it wasn't... They were like, oh, it kind of could be, but we don't really see it in girls. Because basically, ultimately, it displays itself completely different in women to it does in men. And then I think around the first time, I remember having my first panic attack, you know, when you were called to the school, it used to come because, for example, like you said, it would be like an exam or something where I knew that I was going to have to sit somewhere for, say, 2 hours, 3 hours. And... Well, at the time, obviously, I didn't understand this. You didn't understand this. This like rising fear would like come over me. And I didn't know that's what I was so nervous about. But ultimately, it was because I was thinking,
I can't sit there for that. Well, they shut the door and the timer goes on. The first time it happened, I'd gotten myself in such a state. Mm. I was in blind panic, wasn't I? I was taken out of the classroom, sobbing, sweating, like completely disassociating, everything that's, again, associated with anxiety. But even at that time, weirdly, I think my reaction was so extreme. It was such a pent-up thing where it all came out. That, you know, it was kind of like, get us the GP, you know, is she got epilepsy? Is she got this? All the things, no one went, oh, that's a panic attack. Because again, I think it was something that people was really hadn't got so much of a handle on yet.
Also, they didn't associate young adolescents with having panic attacks.
What can you even say about having an actual Spice Girl on your first podcast series? And Mel B, Scary Spice, MBE. You know, an incredible woman who is not only funny and brave and open, but is doing amazing work. And it was an absolute fucking privilege to be able to interview her. Rory, the fiancé.
Yeah.
You knew him for years, right? Yeah. On and off.
Well, he was a trusted family friend. Okay. So fortunately for me, you know, coming out of that horrible, abusive marriage, I wasn't looking for a relationship.
No.
Fuck no.
I mean, how hard was that to let someone in?
Or go anywhere. Well, he was a trusted friend, so...
So you knew he was a good person?
Yeah, so, for example, when I came back from LA, my hair was like this short. He called it my Rod Stewart phase because it was all badly damaged and pink from a terrible hairdresser in LA. So he'd come round and give me some hair treatment. So and I never thought I'd get my natural curls back. So as he was nurturing my curls back, he was nurturing my self-belief and self-trust and trusting him because, you know, our hair is our everything.
Yeah.
And he just got that back feeling healthy and at the same time was getting me back feeling just a bit more like myself and a bit more trusting in somebody else. But, I mean, still back in the day, a few years ago, even when he'd come and give me a hug, I'd go like that sometimes or I'd wake up in a massive, like, panic or be dripping in sweat with a real, real dream, reliving some of the abuse. And he was just, you know, kind and gentle and honest and from Leeds. And I hadn't seen that. I didn't know what that felt like.
That's amazing. That's like giving me like all like gooey inside.
Yeah.
You're engaged to be married.
Yes.
And are you going to do it at Is it St. Paul's Cathedral?
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
As an MBE, you have the option to get married.
We already went there. I've just got to do a final bit of documentation because I have been married twice before, so you've got to pull all your divorce papers. We've already had, like, the sit-down interview, which I quite liked because, you know, the chaplain's asking me, why do you want to be married again? And why before God? Why in a church? And it really makes you think about it. Well, why do I? And I always said to Rory, I'm never going to get married, I'm never having kids. This is when we were not dating, but kind of were like cuddly.
Yeah.
Because it took me a long time to do anything else, basically. And I was like, this guy is a really good guy. Mm. You know, when you've just,
he's a
good guy and adores me and I adore him. And we have the same, like, lingo because we're both from Leeds and
same banter. Same
I wasn't looking for anything, and I honestly thought, if I've been through that, how can I even begin to trust anybody? Because I was in love with that monster, and I stayed with him and had a baby, and is that my judgment? Mm-hmm. No, well that's what abusers do. They love bomb you, and they come in on their horse like a knight in shining armour. Roy didn't come in like a horse, like a shining armour.
I'm upset.
But he was, you know, just something that I didn't think was on the card for me, and I didn't necessarily even knew that really existed.
But like you said,
and I was like, well, you're going to get the ring wrong anyway, even if you do get engaged.
I said that to my
husband. That off, and I was like, what?
That's perfect. Unreal. Like you say, just because a abuser managed to trick you before, and I'm speaking now to everyone listening, it doesn't mean that you're going to pick someone wrong again. It just means that person was so good at manipulating you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, that's their job. Yeah. So they have to be good at their job.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that's come out of that and survived that kind of relationship, trust me, you are too terrified to even give your heart to somebody. It takes a special kind of person to be able to ignite that in you again.
Yes.
The wedding, all the girls going to be there?
Well, the fucking better be. Am I allowed to swear? They can beat me out.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's What the Foxy Moments, sponsored by Foxy Bingo. I've got your questions. Let's do it. Hello, Liv. Listened to the Georgia Harrison episode and heard you two talking about Love Island waxing, and it got me thinking. Is it appropriate to ask your partner to get waxed if they're really hairy? My partner's back is like a matted carpet, and I'd really like for him to be a bit smoother. Nina from Bolton. Nina, hi. From the lovely Bolton. You're not far from me, actually. I don't think it's bad at all, especially if you're in a long-term relationship. I'm guessing that you take care of business in terms of hair. So I feel like you're within your rights to ask your partner to kind of meet you halfway on that. I feel like waxing is quite intense and men, I think, have a low pain threshold. So maybe you could ease him in with like a Veet situation or a razor situation and then work your way up to waxing. But I definitely don't think you should be putting up with what you've quoted as a matted carpet because that sounds foul. Hey, Liv, what's your thoughts on leather trousers on a guy? I was on a date recently and he rocked up wearing them. He didn't look that bad, but it did feel a little wrong, Sarah. There's certain men on this planet that could wear leather trousers. And I think I can probably count them on one hand. Like, yeah, I feel like if you're Lionel Richie, Lenny Kravitz, a Rolling Stone, I think maybe you could. But I doubt you were on a date with any of them. So I feel like I'm afraid it's illegal. I just think it's just doing too much. And I'm also thinking like about the sweaty ball sack situation. So it's a no from me. But obviously you'd have to date him before you could change his style. So that's up to you whether you want to take that on. Guys, thank you for listening to this week's What the Foxy Moments. I will see you next time. We have had some real juicy, so wrong it's right confessions from our guests. Here are some of my favourites. My box of wrong. Here's a little chest.
Oh, yeah.
No expense was spared. So you're just going to give your, like, honest. So you either say it's wrong, it's right, or it's so wrong that it's right.
Yeah.
Lying about your age.
Oh, it's definitely right.
Do you think?
Yeah. Never give people your age. They just judge you. If you tell them how old you are, they put you in a box straight away. Yeah, lie about your age, depending on the circumstance that you're in.
When do you think I should start?
Oh, you don't need to.
Couple of years?
No.
Facetune, face apping pictures, you know, like smoothing stuff on pictures.
I think it's okay as long as you don't take it too far. A little bit of tweaking is fine.
A little bit of tweaking.
Yeah, okay. But in your position, because you have to be careful that you're not setting a precedent for young girls to live up to an unattainable face.
Well, I had a model for a mother, so I just had that to look at home.
Yeah, but we've all got imperfections and maybe we should just embrace that.
Returning clothes you've already worn?
Absolutely not.
No,
totally disgusting. No.
Wrong?
Never done it. Wrong.
It's because you're rich. Taking a child out of school for a holiday.
I think that's...
It's a controversial one, isn't it? People get very angry about this online.
Well, I think it's definitely right, but is it so wrong it's right?
Maybe.
I just want to fit it into the format so quickly. I think it's always right to take your children out of institutionalized education. I think if you can, you should just not even have them in it in the first place because it is so much more enriching to be with your family and to see something and to go somewhere and to be part of that tribe than for what? For your family. Well, first of all, they hike up the prices of everything during school holidays. Yeah.
Like double it.
Yeah. But also if you're in a private school, they let you take your kids out whenever you want because you're paying.
Right.
If they're not on a scholarship, they'll just let them go. And if they go to state school, they're keeping them there. Why? So that, like, they could be custodians of the government? I don't understand. I don't get any of that.
It's weird, isn't it? And then now I saw they're fining. They'd now send you to pay a bill because you took your kid out for a couple of days.
Take your kids out of school, I think. I'll pay the fines. I'm going to start a charity foundation to pay fines from people who took their kids out of school. I'll like run marathons for it and stuff. And people are like, what's the charity? I'll be like,
Sharon wants to take her kids to Center Parks on the cheap week.
I think it's fine.
Scheduling sex.
So there was a misconception about me and my husband. My husband and me, rather. It's not my husband and I. It's my husband and me. Because you wouldn't say a misconception about I. You'd say there was a misconception about me. People pull me up on it, but let's try. There was a misconception about my husband and me that we scheduled sex because I said somewhere that we have sex twice a month, but we don't schedule it. What happens is I log when we have sex just out of habit from when we were trying to conceive. I like using the app and I still just log it.
So it's not before the fact, it's after.
No, it's after. I go.
Like those drink apps and you're like, oh, you hit the booze last night.
Right.
But you like hit the dick.
Yes.
Log that.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. It's a drinks app.
Yeah.
But for semen.
Dicks. That, that would probably do quite well, you know. So
I think scheduling, I think, I mean, as a young woman who's been married less than a year, I think you should know that at a certain point in your marriage, should it last this long, you might need to schedule sex in a very...
Like, we should have sex this week because it's been ages.
Yeah. Yes, or like, you know, we've got 20 minutes between like this school run and this, like...
Should we do it?
Yeah, just because some people fall off the habit of doing it and then you do it again and you go, oh yeah, we should be having sex more. I do think it's important in an intimate romantic relationship.
Well, drinking before midday
right.
on holiday.
Absolutely right. Yeah, on holiday. Of course it's right. It's 11 o'clock somewhere.
On travel.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Why? Because it goes wrong for you.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, yeah. The only way he'd eat the... Like, we wanted to, like, explore how the architects who built the Brunelleschi incredible Duomo, what they ate. So I took him for some tripe, which is what they ate, like stomach.
And
you should see his face. You've never seen it. It's one of the funniest moments. It's one of the funniest moments. It's the only way he could do it was by...
I was very much...
It's stomach lining and
stomach
stuff.
Stomach lining.
Tastes delicious. He ended up... The only way we could get him... The only way I could get him to do it, well, he did it himself, was to down three bottles of wine, which was called... What's the name of the wine?
Pussy Square.
Pussy. And the wine was called...
Honestly, in that moment, though, I was ready to have a defund the BBC plaque myself. I was ready.
Fake tanning before a beach holiday.
Absolutely right. And continue to throughout Saint-Tropez 3 hour.
No, I wrong, because when I did Strictly, I got fake tan and I ended up getting...
Yeah, but I'm ginger, so I don't tan, I have to.
Oh, that's a fair point, yeah.
Hooking up with a local that doesn't speak English.
Right.
Oh, my God, it's so wrong, it's right.
It's all of the above. It's please wherever you are, especially if you're...
Hello, Tech Queen Wittock.
Yeah.
Ozempic. And also, I know I'm putting you on the spot. It's a difficult one for, because like you say, it's different horses for different courses. Mm. And I feel like there's some people it's been amazing for.
I know people who it's changed their life.
Mm.
And I am not here to judge what makes getting to the point that they want to get to easier. And of course, there are always, like, we don't know the long-term health risks here. We're if you're confident or okay with accepting there's like vulnerabilities in that, I'm not going to go around like recommending, oh, hey, don't worry, like just go on Ozempic.
Yes.
But I truly believe the impact and what I've seen of how it's helped so many people who are close to me, I'm not going to sit here and bash it.
No. It's a tricky one, isn't it? And also, you say that there is, we focus on the bad stories because, you know, we're seeing the kind of horror stories. And like you say, it's a drug that we don't know that much about yet. And I think, you know, people, if they misuse it or they don't need it, and then, you know, we're seeing celebrities looking really gaunt and, you know, not very well. But then, like you say, the stories we don't hear are the people that... It's given them that maybe that little boost they needed, that helping hand to change their life.
I saw my friend and my jaw dropped.
Really?
And he's probably like 50 years old, always struggled with his weight his whole life, eats out a lot, like has a very high stress, hectic job. And I'm just like, wow, like actually
it's
insane.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My mum bangs on about it. So I get one more text about bloody bone broth. Is it amazing?
It's a great source of collagen.
Yes.
So if you're thinking about boosting protein in your meals, adding like, Marks and Spencer's do these amazing like frozen bone broth pellets.
How do
and
they?
You can throw a few in like your spag bowls, your soups, your curries, whatever. And it literally boosts by like 10 grams of protein, just the collagen.
And the collagen, can we absorb that?
Yes.
Into our hair and our nails? Yep. And our, we can.
So there is more and more research coming out now. Collagen for gut health and barrier function.
Okay.
we're starting to see a little bit more. Skin health and joints and hair, all of those things are important. Of course, when we're having a good high protein diet, the impact that collagen will make, maybe not so much, but a lot of us still aren't able to kind of like appropriately plan. We're busy or on the go, like you haven't eaten enough protein in the day. Adding a couple of those collagen things or cooking with bone broth. The one thing that isn't true is that bone broth is a really high source of like nutrients.
Okay.
So we don't actually, it's not this like nutrient powerhouse. You get a lot more nutrition from a handful of rocket than you would bone broth. But the if cooked properly, it can be a good source of collagen.
Lying about your age.
Oh no, that's wrong.
Yeah. I feel like we should stop doing
Embrace your age.
My mum was here the other day and she said, oh, no, it's right. Because I don't even know how old she is.
No.
She's like,
no
one knows
how old Jerry is.
No, but that's
true. No one's seen a passport. I mean, I know we've travelled the world, but I still don't know how old she is.
Well, no one could get their eyes on it.
Well, she claims she just had her 50th birthday, but I don't believe her.
Obsessed.
I'm 48. Am I 48 or am I 49? I'm 48. See, I always add on a year just for shits and giggles.
Exaggerating a story for the drama.
Yes.
Yeah. No one likes a boring story. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I call it a little bit of sprinkle, a little bit of something.
Yeah, because
something.
Then it's a proper story.
Outfit repeating.
All the time. Mm. These are 25 years old.
Obsessed. Googling yourself.
Oh, I did have to do that not so long ago to find out when I actually did get divorced. So I could know what lawyer to contact to get my divorce papers.
So useful tool for you.
I think it's useful if you forget stuff or you forget how many kids you've got.
If
or
you're
how
world
old they
famous,
are.
you can look up, they're like, yeah, where's my birth certificate online? Telling your mates they look good when they don't. But I think of that, I strap my fingers Fran in Marbella in those wedges. But there's midi wedges on this. She said it's a year later. She goes, I can't believe you all just let me leave the house. It's some people can't handle, if we're late somewhere and I go, I hate what you're wearing, it's going to miss reservation. I'm willing to sacrifice you having a bad look for me getting some dinner.
Look, it's wrong. It's wrong unless they can't change it. So like if we're in the house and my mate's dressed and she looks like an idiot, I'd be like, babe, why don't you try something else, right? Not the best look. I'm not going to meet her in a club and be like, oh, you look like shit. Your dress looks shit. Well, she's here now. She looks shit now. She looks shit for the rest of the night. Now she's going to know it. Like,
that's
you
such
have
a
to
good
adjust.
Point. That's, so it's situational.
Yeah.
Pretending you didn't see someone you know on the street.
Oh, God, always.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Always.
I actually, to be fair, my long distance vision's
same.
Crap. So sometimes not even my fault. But then if I do see them.
And I've got a worse version of that. I actually don't remember. I don't remember them.
No.
And they all know me. I don't know who they are.
Mikey Phillips. Everyone knows.
I just always feel like if they're far away or if it's like low light. Like,
low light.
Your guess is good
in
as
the hours
I'm blind. Yeah, exactly. I'm basically blind.
I also was mugged 3 times, so I do cross the road.
Oh, Jesus, Mikey.
I know.
What, you got like, attack me written on your fucking forehead?
Apparently I just look wealthy. That's what the police told me. They did.
You need to pour it up a little bit.
I had to move.
Oh, God. He doesn't ever, he's never on the street.
No. Yeah.
Straight from his car to the door.
Exactly.
Pretending to understand something when you don't.
Yeah.
Like with these questions.
Yeah. I mean, I asked Mikey for some pictures for the gram for yesterday for a show that hasn't even happened. Because I thought it was a different day.
Oh.
Does that count?
Kind of. I think it's more if someone tells you a story and they're going.
I often nod long. I'm always like,
You said it to me earlier. You went, blah, blah, you referenced someone. And I went, yeah. I went, wait, who?
There we go.
I think it depends. It's a dangerous one to pretend you understand something, but then, because if there's follow-up questions, you're screwed.
Yeah, I also mean that, again, there's a time and a place. Like, you couldn't do it in a work situation.
But someone you know well, I think you can just be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This question's quite different.
I feel like it's wrong.
Wrong, it's right. Double texting after a date.
Oh, man.
Do you get left on red? Do you leave it alone? Or do you go back and go, hey?
Yeah. You know what? It's right.
Oh, really?
It's right. You know why? Because if you are concerned about it, speak about it. Act on it. Because if you're not, that means you're being disingenuous to yourself. You're not being real.
go in with the double text. You've heard it here first.
Yeah. And what's the worst that's going to happen? Mm. Like, legit, what's the worst that's going to happen?
I did a 65 text. And I'll tell you, it does get worse because the police are at my door.
Yeah, at that point, yes.
Rating your one-night stand's bathroom. So this is a bit of a TikTok thing where you can judge, you go in the bathroom and judge the products and the general cleanliness. I'm judging someone on the cleanness of their bathroom all day long.
Yeah, I think you could completely, I don't even think that's judgment. You know, that's actual, like... That's information. That's intel. Not just the bathroom. Like, the whole everything about them. I think that there are a lot of people who do a great job of presenting. It's the representative. Presenting very well, right? But then, you know, you say, all right, take your shoes off. And let me see your toenails. And you see the toenails look like they are just going left and right and up and down. Like, you know, so... I think that you could really glean into who someone is.
That's my mum always used to say to me, have your nails and your toes done and have clean knickers on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so hit the bathroom, like the toilet, you could go to everything. I think everything about.
Well, once they got a look inside my prescription drawer, they would be running, let me tell you. Guys, I will be back with more guests, more wrongs, more content, and more lols. Make sure you follow So Wrong It's Right Pod on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. I will see you very soon. This week's episode of So Wrong It's Right was brought to you by Foxy Bingo. Put some Fox in your day with new, quick, and interactive bingo experiences all at the tip of your finger. They have a huge range of free, classic, and exclusive games you can play with your mates to keep the party going. Want to connect with other players? Foxy Bingo has a community chat so you can always feel part of the Foxy pack. So get your Fox on by heading to Foxy Bingo today. 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.